In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything, from the beginning. I was ordered from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Reverend Canon, Reverend Fathers, dear sisters, members of the Society of the Sacred Heart, dear faithful, the greatest Marian doctor of these modern times, Saint Louis-Marie Grignion de Montfort, begins his beautiful treatise on true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary with this somewhat startling admission. I avow, he begins, with all the Church, that Mary, being a mere creature that has come from the hands of the Most High, is, in comparison with his divine majesty, less than an atom. Nay, she is nothing at all, because he alone is he who is. The great Lord, always independent and sufficient to himself, has not and has never had any absolute need of the Holy Virgin for the accomplishment of his will and the manifestation of his glory. Nevertheless, as he will go on to say, it was Mary who was chosen as the true way prepared for the Lord, the way made straight from the first. Our Lord Jesus Christ came through her 2,000 years ago. He will come through the triumph of her Immaculate Heart at the end of days, and he comes through her to each of us now. When we consider Mary, we may exclaim, truly, O Lord, thou hast chosen the smallest, frailest things of the world to work thy greatest wonders, so that no flesh may glory in thy sight. Today, as I do nearly every year from the pulpit, I must read to you the words of our holy patron, St. Francis de Sales, for they are the words of a loving father to his spiritual children, words intended to inflame our hearts with love for the mystery we celebrate today, words which are themselves inspired by the beautiful verses of the hymn we have been singing these past 9 days, Tota Pulchra Es. God destined for his most holy mother a favor worthy of the Son, who being all wise, almighty, and all good, wished to prepare a mother to his liking. And therefore he willed his redemption to be applied to her after the manner of a preserving remedy, that the sin which was spreading from generation to generation should not reach her. She then was so excellently redeemed that though when the time came that the torrent of original iniquity should rush to pour its unhappy waves over her conception with as much impetuosity as it had done on the other daughters of Adam, yet when it reached there it passed not beyond, but stopped, as did formerly the Jordan at the time of Joshua, and for the same respect. For this river held its stream in reverence for the passage of the Ark of Alliance, and so original sin drew back its waters, revering and dreading the presence of the true tabernacle of the Eternal Alliance. This Son of Eternal Love thus clothed his mother in gilded clothing surrounded with variety, that she might be the queen of his right hand. Admirable redemption, masterpiece of the Redeemer, and first of all redemptions, by which the Son with the truly filial heart, coming before his mother with the blessings of sweetness, preserved her not only from sin, as he did the angels, but also from all danger of sin and from everything that might divert or retard her in the exercise of holy love. And he protests that amongst all reasonable creatures he has chosen, this mother is his one dove, his all-perfect one, his all-dear love beyond all likeness and all comparison. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything, from the beginning. I was ordered from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. The Immaculate Conception was a privilege granted to Mary alone. And this conception was no afterthought in the mind of the Eternal Father, who has known all things and decreed all things from all eternity. As God decreed from all eternity the incarnation of the Word for the salvation of man, in that very same decree, he established the immaculate origin of Mary. He had decreed that Eve should come into this world without sin, for she was to be the mother of all the living. All the more reason why the new and more excellent Eve should come into this world with fullness of grace, for she was to be the mother of the new Adam and of all those redeemed by his blood. More than any other mere creature, Mary embodies the eternal wisdom. And so in this ineffable wisdom of God, we find a twofold reason for Mary's immaculate conception. First of all, the reason for the immaculate conception is that Mary, like all children of Adam, was in need of redemption. Like all those redeemed by Christ, Mary cries out, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." But while all other men were pulled out of the foul waters of original sin, with Mary they stopped short at the moment of her entry into existence, and the blood and water from the pierced side of our Savior transcended time and took their place. The ultimate reason, however, for the Immaculate Conception is that Mary was to be the mother of God. She was to bring God into the world to save her and all men. All other men were redeemed for the salvation of their own souls. Mary alone was redeemed not only for her own salvation, but for the salvation of all the world. Christ alone is our Savior, but it is no wonder that the fathers dared to call Mary cause of our salvation. Today it is Mary's own voice that we hear in the introit of the Mass. Gaudens Gaudebo. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, and with the robe of justice he hath covered me, as a bride adorned with her jewels. Let us all rejoice today for the salvation of Mary as she comes into the womb of her mother Anne is the first fruits of the salvation won for us on Calvary. The dread cross looms already over the crib at Bethlehem, but it is a punishment that brings us peace. The child of grace conceived today will herself bring forth the divine child who is the source of all grace and the cause of our everlasting joy. Today, the rod is sprung forth from Jesse's root. Today, Mary is conceived without any stain of sin. Today, she hath crushed the head of the ancient serpent. Alleluia.